Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. It's a wonderful day. So we're blessed to be here today. And I'm blessed to have you all among me that are here to share with me today. And I just have a grateful heart. I'm just so thankful because it's, every day is a gift. It's a present. And I am truly, truly grateful for the wonderful gift of life that we have. I'm Sister Regnonia of the Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly. And thank you for tuning in, listening in on my Blog Talk radio program. Here we speak Yah's truth. I speak the truth, the uncompromising word of Yah, rightly dividing the word, revealing a hidden truth. Now, there are so many truths, so many things that's in the word that we see, but we really don't see. And we hear, but we're really not listening to what is being said. I remember when Christ was among, it is written, when Christ was among us in the world, one of the disciples said, "Master, why do you speak in parables?" And I believe that right now, that's still what is, that's what's happening, where we have the word, we hear the word, but we're not taking the word, the in-depth meaning of the word. And so we list what the Master, the Almighty, is trying to get to us. So we need to study that word, not just take it from somebody else's perspective, because everything that you need is inside of you. So you need to embrace the word and allow that word to take root and come alive in you. I want to share with you Isaiah 56, 6 and 9. "Just for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." That's in verse 8. I'm going to read this little episode right here. It says, "A woman was tucking her son into bed. Have you said your prayers?" she said. "No, no," the boy replied. "Why not?" the mother asked. "Because there was nothing I wanted." We may smile at that story. The children aren't the only ones to treat prayer as primarily in a way of getting what they want. God does want us to bring our needs to Him in prayer, but prayer is more than that. We come in prayer not to get God to do our will, but to open ourselves to doing His will. Our time of reflecting on God's word is a chance to get away from our own words and thoughts to receive God's thoughts, to learn from Him. In prayer, we open ourselves to a transformation of conscience and consciousness with all that we can, with all that can lead to one's life will never be the same again. Our time of prayer may lead us to see ourselves or others to a new life, or in a new life, I should say. We may receive new insight, or peace of mind, or a call for specific action. Sometimes it may seem that we receive nothing from our time of prayer. That's all right. Sometimes it's enough just to be close to God, Yah, just because we love Him. Lord, teach us, we pray. In your prayer, could you be more open and understanding, willing to let God change you? When I was a child, I spoke as a child. When I came old, I put away childish things. And when I was a child, I was, Lord, do this. I want you to do this. I want that. And I got to have this. And will you let me have this? Would you give this? Will you give this to me? But now that I am older, it's no longer I want, I want, I want. My whole reflection has changed. And it's now, Lord, what will you have for me to do? And I will always say to anything, conclude to anything that someone suggests, or maybe it might just something just might cross my mind. And my response always has to be, if you are willing, it shall be. Or if you are willing, because if you're not willing, if you don't want it, dear God, I don't want it. So I can never, the ego at one time that was just, you know, was so big in my life would always say, I can do this, I want to do that. You know, I was just, you know, a bit too much for myself, I'll put it that way. But now I realize that the only thing, only way I could ever do anything or be anything is only by the grace and the mercy and the power of the Almighty that created me. So I will always acknowledge the Most High because she, he, whichever way you prefer. My scripture says to me that God is not a woman or a man, and that, yeah, is a spirit. So I will say the Spirit of the Most High is written that I am spirit. It's not either man or woman. So we have to realize, take that into consideration, and that only adds to our closeness, our closer walk, once we know and once we recognize the Most High, that just makes us have a bond and a relationship. You can't not have a relationship with something or someone that you don't know anything about, or, you know, if you let you communicating with that person or individual, that what that substance, then you don't know anything about it unless you're communicating with it. So I try to be correct when I'm communicating with the Most High, always acknowledging, because God always wants to be acknowledged, always wants to be recognized, not in some parts of our life, but in every part of our life. So it's no longer me, it's no longer I, but it is the God that dwells in me and says, I'm a jealous God. I'm a jealous God, and there'll be no other God before me. So I'm here, I am with Sonia, both of the Garden of Gethsemane, spiritual assembly of Yah, of God in Christ, as it is written on my sight. And I'm here to bring the truth. I will always speak truth. There's a lot of things that's that's written, that God wants us to know the truth. But because of the other, this adverse spirit that's in the land that dwell among us, goes through all this to keep the truth hidden from us. One of those truths I spoke about yesterday, and which I will continue on speaking about, is how woman has been so, labeled, and, it's not at all true any of the things that Paul said about the woman being the weaker vessel. How could she be weak? God made her to be a helpmate. If I need help, I'm going to call on somebody that I know that's able and capable to help me. I'm not going to just go to anybody. Say, if I have a major task, I'm not going to go to anybody that I know that's helpless, hopeless, and I expect them to help me. I don't serve a God like that. My God is a highly intelligent, has all wisdom, all knowledge, and all understanding. So I can just cast that. I don't have to receive what Paul has said in the beginning. The Most High told me that he made it me as a help. So that means to say that all the power, everything that I need, that God needs to have in me, is in me. And the adversary needs this. So the adversary is going to come at God's most powerful, the woman. Because if he can get through the woman, he knew that God had a plan for the woman to bring his manifest himself and come into the land where he will walk among us. So he tried to avoid that plan, but it's not so. It was impossible, because once the Most High makes his mind up, whatever it is that the Most High decides to do, there's nothing going to stop it. Nothing. So he will carry his plan through. And I was reading about, I was reading a commentary. Eve was deceived, is what they're saying, what Paul was saying, and Timothy was saying. And that's the reason why, being that man was first, he should be the head, and he should be the leader, and all so. You know the story. However, all right, look at it. When I saw that, I'm like, okay, well, Eve was deceived, and the commentary I read, it backed up my thoughts and views on it, because it was saying, it pointed out clearly that Adam, the man, willfully sinned. Now, why, would that make him, qualify him to be the leader when he willfully sinned against the Most High? Well, that pretty much sums up what I wanted to speak about today. I don't have just a few seconds left, but stay tuned with me, and I'm just going to go further, because I'm looking at several female women, powerful, strong women in the Bible that God used. He is in the Old Testament, and it speaks of all the, several women that have done powerful things that God has used women for. And God still wants to use us today. But we got to wake up. We got to stand up and take our place and let God take control of us, and not from voices that's telling us that we are weak and insignificant. That's not what God said. That's not what God said. So we got to allow ourselves to be used by God and know that what is inside of us, what God has put inside of us, He will bring it out. It will come to pass. Madonia, God knows consent me, spiritual of God in Christ. I love you, and I'm going to continue as long as Most High allow. I will continue bringing you these messages in keeping you, bringing you to awareness and informing you of such things that most ministers or preachers or pastors in the gospel, they choose not to, to share with you. They just choose to hop on a certain part because they're saying that they're not in the Old Testament. If that's the case, why do you always go to Malachi and ask tithes if you're not in the Old Testament? God says, my word will never leave. He said, my word is eternal. It'll never leave. It'll never change. And that's what Christ said. I only do what the Father tells me. You can bless me.